Hello?
Hey, this is Caitlin calling with Emergency Roadside Assistance. I was just going to call and update you on your ticket. I did speak with that provider. He said he's about 26 miles out from the vehicle. My next question was, were you guys waiting with this vehicle, or has the Highway Patrol already taken you guys?
No, we are not waiting with that vehicle anymore. After the last dispatcher told me that we were going to have to get a ride into town, a nice family actually picked us up and gave us a ride. So we're actually riding with them now.
Okay.
So we're not stuck in the middle of the night. We're riding with them all the way to El Paso. So I'm going to need you guys to switch that order from San Angelo to El Paso. I can pick up a vehicle. I can pick up a vehicle. Vehicle replacement.
You would need to speak with rental company about that. Unfortunately, I do apologize. I just am working on getting that vehicle towed. So you would need to call them and make sure that they have a replacement to the location that you're going to, okay?
It was my understanding that that was what you guys were doing. The other dispatchers that I spoke with we're looking into that, but I keep getting disconnected and have to keep calling back over and over and over again every time they put me on hold. But they were supposed to be looking into that. They did verify that there is a budget rental at an airport in El Paso. I got put on hold as they were checking to see if they had an available vehicle for me to pick up, but I got disconnected. So you're telling me that it's now my responsibility to contact them and find out about that?
No, ma'am. You would need to get in contact with the rental company. I'm just the third party that does the dispatch for getting the vehicles towed. The rental company is the one to know which locations are open and if they have replacements for you. So I'm not sure as far as if the location that you're wanting to go to has a replacement for you or not. But like I said, the provider is about 26 miles away from picking up that vehicle, okay?
Okay, and I understand that, but like I said, the dispatchers that I spoke with before, they were looking into finding out if El Paso had a available rental replacement.
Okay, I can go ahead and transfer.
So I don't know who to contact.
I can transfer you to your rental company, and you can just tell them that let's click on the option that you already have a ticket open, or maybe you try a new ticket option. Go ahead and go with the new ticket, and that I think that'll let you speak to somebody quicker. And then from there, just tell them that you're needing to get a replacement, and you need to find out if the location that you're going to is going to have a replacement for you, and they should give a call to them. They'll have the number, and they can find out for you.
All right. I'll try to do it that route then.
All right. Give me just a moment, and I'll get you transferred, okay? Thank you.
All right, and me calling them myself instead of it coming from roadside assistance isn't going to incur any further costs, is it? They'll be able to verify with you guys everything that's going on?
I'm honestly not sure. All I'm working on is getting your disabled vehicle towed. I do apologize.
Okay, is it possible to get back in contact with one of the dispatchers that I was speaking with earlier?
I'm not sure who you were speaking with. But
I was hoping it would be in my file.
Let's see. No, unfortunately, that was somebody at a different call center. But I will go ahead and get you transferred over to your rental company so you can go ahead and find out about getting a replacement vehicle at a different location, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good night.